from Alba College. Well, what can't be said about Muskegon Catholic Central, a school that becomes a household name in late November each year and deep into the MHSA playoffs. The Crusaders are the defending Division 8 2013 champions, Harbor Beach winning in 2012. To get to the state semifinals, Muskegon Catholic Central, or MCC for short, has done nothing short of steamrolled each of its opponents.
Oh, steamrolling is putting it nicely. MCC has outscored its opponents in the postseason alone 146-15, or an average of a score of 48-5.
MCC is currently on a 24-game win streak dating back to September 6, 2013, when they started out 0-2 before rallying all the way to a state title. For those who can recall back to the 2012 game between the Catholics of the West Side and Harbor Beach, some names might ring a bell, as those starting sophomores are now seniors, primarily running back Tommy Scott and scrambling quarterback Nick Holt.
Yeah, and actually Nick Holt come into the game in the middle as the starter got hurt, but Nick Holt last week had 11 carries for 150 yards and a score, and on the season he had 750 yards and 11 touchdowns. But keep in mind, 0 for 4 in passing last week and just 20 of 36 on the season. That's just 1.8 passes per game, and who can forget Tommy Scott, 5'7", 170 pounds, had just nine carries, but four touchdowns and 170 yards rushing. He has 1,690 yards on the season and 26 touchdowns, averaging a 140 per game in yards.
The Crusaders are not a very strong passing team. That's because they don't need to be. They're not afraid to line up in the classic T formation and run the ball like it's going out of style. And now Muskegon Catholic Central is giving up only on defense 7 points a game on defense, posting 5 shutouts and 4 one-touchdown efforts. They come in today with a defensive and also offensive line that is fast, strong, and big.
And let's start out with their leader, number 77, Jacob Holt. That's right, Jacob Holt, the brother of quarterback Nick Holt, stands 6 foot, 225 pounds, and he will be a focal point in the offensive line running behind him. And the defensive line, you can bet Coach Shelke and company are trying to find ways to get two guys to block him out of the way.
One thing, unlike past MCC teams, the Crusaders have players that actually go both ways, much like Harbor Beach, taking out the St. Martin de Porres effect out of the game. It's time for a quick break. Upon our return, we'll take a direct comparison look between MCC and HB. It's on your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list and close to 3 decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318. 18.
WLAW Sports is proud to present the state semifinals of the MHSA playoffs in Division 8. Harbor Beach and Muskegon Catholic Central squaring away today to punch their ticket to Ford Field in a mere 6 days. 6 minutes away from kicking off here, as the freezing rain and snow flies 186 miles separate Muskegon Catholic and Harbor Reach High Schools. If one were to brave the roads today, as many already have, to drive 4 blocks from Lake Michigan all the way to the home of Muskegon Catholic Central, to all the way to 4 blocks to Lake Huron, where Harbor Reach High School is located, 261 miles it takes. It would take 4 hours, 7 minutes to complete the trip with good weather, no traffic, or bathroom stops. That's why we're playing smack dab here in Allen, Michigan. MCC has 183 students enrolled in high school, one less than Morenci High of school last week, and Harbor Reach has 232, plus 49 students for the Pirates. The Vatican II Catholics are averaging 48.1 points a game on offense, and the Pirates are close behind with 44, MCC with a 4.1 point advantage. Defensively, MCC allows only 7 points a game, and again, similar numbers for the Beach Boys of HB, 4.9 defensive points allowed. Muskegon Catholic with the 0.8 of a point advantage on defense. So our friends in the sports wagering department at Ohio State University are showing a 4.9 point advantage for the Notre Dame lookalikes.
Wow, Paul, Mr. Adams is probably going to love that stat.
Well, Las Vegas is basking all of its glory today as well. That's mostly due to the weather differential. After factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for today sits with Muskegon Catholic Central, 10.5. Dave Hansen, what are your three key points to a Harbor Reach victory today?
Well, first things first, on defense, it's going to be – it all starts with defense, Clark. They're going to have to maintain running lanes. They're going to have to fill the running gaps that Muskegon Catholic Central is going to try and disguise with their wing tee and their power offense. And if they can slow down the running game and force MCC to pass, that is going to be crucial. So maintaining the running gains and forcing third and longs to throw the football, that's going to be number one. Number two, let's jump to the offensive side. They have to finish drives, Clark. They haven't had a trouble all year, but last week they let Morenci stay in the game because they got down into the red zone and on fourth down couldn't convert, couldn't get into the end zone. Those drives today are going to have to finish. You're going to have to get points, and I don't even care if it's 3 points. You got to put something on the board continuously against this Crusader team or else they will blow you out. And my last and third key to this game for Harbor Beach, there needs to be an X factor, Clark. I don't know who that individual is. I'm not sure at all if Harbor Beach will have one. But if they want to win, they need one. And just to mention a few names, somebody's got to step up, whether it's Brandon Puff, whether it's a Tyler Vollmering, whether it's a Mitch Hearn. I'm not sure who it was, but somebody's going to have to catch some passes and make some plays, or somebody that we're not familiar with is going to have to break a big run, do something, force a couple turnovers for Harbor Beach to win. It can't be all Schelke and Seltz. Otherwise, Muskegon is too smart and too intelligent. They are too physical to let those two beat them by themselves.
Muskegon Catholic Central is widely known for his football success over the years, with this marking the 19th time to the state semifinals for the Crusaders, and making it to the state finals 12 of those times. MCC is the state champion in 1974, 1980, 1982, 1990, 1991, 1995, 2000, 2006, 2008, and 2013. Let me catch my breath. But the record stands at 1-1 against Harbor Beach, defeating the Pirates in 1991 in the Silver Dome, and that was a shellacking. And Harbor Beach evened the score, though, on this very field at College, Alma College, in the semifinals just 2 years ago. This is Harbor Beach's fifth time to the state semifinals in school history, 1991, 2007, 2012, and 2013, as well as this year. All time, the Pirates are 2-2 in punching their ticket to the state championship. With Muskegon Catholic Central being a private school, they have the opportunity to charge for tuition. To send your high school student to MCC would cost $7,550 a year. If you're a registered Catholic parishioner, you would receive a discount of roughly $1,800, down to $5,765 a year for high school. But one must wonder how many Catholics are on this squad today. But Dave, that brings me to this trivia question. Keeping in the Catholic sense here, Muskegon Catholic Central belongs to the Diocese of Grand Rapids. Our Lady of Lake Huron in Harbor Beach falls under the Diocese of Saginaw, consisting of 11 counties from Huron, Sanilac, Tuscola counties, west through Saginaw and Bay counties, including Aranac, all the way to include Midland, Gladwin, Clare, and Isabel counties, and even Gratiot County. Dave, how many Catholics belong to the Diocese of Saginaw? To the number.
To the number.
I'll give you a range of three people either way.
Three people.
Yep.
Three people.
Yep. Or 1,000. I'll even give you 1,000.
You give me 1,000?
I'll give you 1,000 either way.
So I'm going to take a stab in the dark because I have no idea. I don't know who in the right mind would know this. So I don't know where you get your information from.
The weird part of the internet again.
Oh, why does that not surprise me? This might be an embarrassing guess or might be a decent one. I have no idea. I'll go with 80,000 people.
That's not bad.
Not bad? I'll take it.
Not bad. It's actually 131,900.